Baltimore County is dealing with issues like overcrowded schools and congested roads. To address those problems, the county is considering charging impact fees to developers. Those fees would be used to help mitigate problems that development creates. But county council members are considering dueling plans on how to spend the money those impact fees would generate. WIPR's John Lee has more on that.
What Baltimore County Executive Johnny Yoshefsky is proposing is technically not an impact fee. It's an excise tax that would allow him to spend the money collected from a developer anywhere in the county. Let's say the developer's building new homes in Towson. The excise tax collected could be spent on schools in Lansdowne. In an interview on WIPR's Midday, Yoshefsky said that flexibility would help him deal with needs countywide.
It's really not about pitting neighborhoods against each other. It's about making all of the investments that need to happen. And this budget as a whole is about that.
It's part of a package of tax increases Yoshefsky is proposing to close an $81 million deficit while at the same time spend more money countywide on things like schools and roads. Meantime, County Councilman David Marks is proposing an impact fee rather than an excise tax. This would target the money collected from the developer to be spent on schools and roads in the part of the county affected by the development.
Flexibility is great, and I think Mr. Yoshefsky is a lot more trustworthy than his predecessors, but we need to make sure that some funding stays locally.
Both Marks, a Republican, and Yoshefsky, a Democrat, say they are working together on a compromise. Marks says it might look something like this. An impact fee would be collected on homes and spent locally. An excise tax would be levied on commercial construction, and that could be spent anywhere in the county.
So that does give him some flexibility over a sizable amount of the money, but it does ensure that a lot of the residential impact fee revenue comes into the local communities.
16 of Maryland's 23 counties, including Howard, Harford, Frederick, Carroll, and Anne Arundel, charge impact fees or excise taxes. Towson University economist Darius Arani says Baltimore County should join them.
Why be the odd duck out?
Call it what you will, a tax or a fee, whether it's a good idea at all, was contested at the county council's public hearing on the budget last week. A number of people in the building industry opposed it. For one thing, they said developers likely will just pass the cost on to buyers and renters. Also, Gabrielle Duvall with Southern Management Corporation said her company was making plans for new apartments, a hotel, and retail in Pikesville until they heard about the proposed impact fees.
This surcharge would cost $8 million before we got off the ground and make our project economically infeasible.
But the council also heard from Marcia McLaughlin, who lives in Lutherville and recently retired after 13 years as director of Howard County's Planning and Zoning Department. McLaughlin said Howard County passed the excise tax in 1992, and the developers are used to paying it. McLaughlin added, developers like Howard County because the county has services that make people want to live there.
If Baltimore County does not invest in these services, the developers will go elsewhere, and it won't be because of the fees. It's because people don't want to be in this market.
Yoshefsky's proposed budget estimates the excise tax would raise nearly $8 million its first year. Councilman Marks says he believes the legislation, in some form, will pass the council. He adds that developers have a point about slapping a charge on projects already in the pipeline and that perhaps the fees could be phased in. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.